Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, freedom, liberation, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. In this episode, we are featuring local vegan events, and I'm thrilled about this. And we are joined by Manda Rose, the co-founder of New England Veg Fest, and she's also the executive director of Veg Fest. And we're going to be hearing about the upcoming Vegan Trunk or Treat happening October 29th. In Worcester, Massachusetts, and also the Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck happening on November 9th in Boylston, Massachusetts, and that's USA. Welcome, Manda, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. I'm excited to be featuring our Vegan Trunk or Treat that we're having hosted by VegFest. We're really excited for this celebration of the season. As you said, it's happening Tuesday, October 29th. It's at 335 Chandler Street in Worcester, Massachusetts. And the event is a family-friendly, all-vegan alternative to the traditional trick-or-treating, where VegFest will be handing out vegan candy and treats to children of all ages. So if anyone who wants to come enjoy the event, I like to stress that it's not just for children, you know, anyone who wants to come out and enjoy the vegan candy and vegan treats can come and join us and celebrate with us. So we invite families and community members to also park in our trunk or treat area and decorate their vehicles for the season and hand out treats. The event begins at 6 p.m. We have a setup beginning at 5 p.m. for those attendees who plan to park in our trunk or treat area and decorate a vehicle to distribute vegan treats. And, of course, we greatly encourage dressing up in costume. And we'll also be joined by Wave's dairy-free soft-serve vegan ice cream truck. So they'll have a variety of dairy-free flavors for folks to have. So, yeah, we're really excited for this event. You know, being from New England, I've always been a huge fan of the autumn season. And as a child, I loved trick-or-treating in my neighborhood with my family and my friends. So it was natural that after following a vegan lifestyle for so long in my adult life, that once I had a child, I would want to create this opportunity, you know, for an event like this, for vegan families to partake in that same joy of, you know, filling their buckets with treats they can actually eat and feel good about. So along with VegFest, I started the Trunk or Treat. I believe it was, you know, 2018, perhaps, when my son was around 2 years old. So I wanted an alternative option to the traditional trick-or-treating that would include vegan candy and treat options for vegan families. And I think it's also a great option for families that may have a dairy or egg allergy. It introduces them to some awesome vegan alternatives that they can have. The cool thing is that you don't need dairy, you don't need egg, you don't need gelatin or any other animal-derived ingredients to create a delicious candy or treat. You know, you'll notice as you're walking down the grocery aisle this time of year that there's just a few big candy companies that dominate the Halloween market, yet there are so many plant-based candy options out there, and it's only growing. You know, so many companies are coming up with new options every day. So we love to support those vegan companies, you know, and provide that option for families that are looking for something different. So, you know, one of my favorite options for vegan candy bars are the Go Max Go. I don't know, have you seen those in the stores or out at some vegan events? If you've seen them, the company's been so good to us that they're donating some boxes of some of their amazing treats. So 100 lucky attendees will be able to get a full-size Go Max Go candy bar in their bucket. And they make basically like a kind of a copy-paste of some of the other big candy bars that are out there on the market, but vegan. So they're so good. It's tough not to eat them because they're sitting in my kitchen. waiting to give out at this event. I also love Yum Earth, which are easy to find at stores. They make delicious gummy bears, which are also gluten-free. And they make lollipops and sour candy as well. So we'll definitely have some Yum Earth lollipops at our table. And then I'm sure you'll see them, you know, out and about at stores. So those are a good brand to pick up is Yum Earth. And a great brand which you can find primarily online is No Way. And that's like way as in W-H-U-Y. So No Way, which is a vegan brand that's also very allergy friendly, as it's gluten-free, peanut-free. So I encourage folks to check them out. Another allergy-friendly vegan option is Enjoy Life, which has chocolate bars made from rice milk and has that crispy crunch to it. And they also make some dairy-free chocolate chips, which are great for your fall parties, making treats. Dandy's vegan marshmallows are a great option if you can get your hands on those. You can also put them in your hot cocoa when you're out trick-or-treating. Another good brand is Unreal, which make dark chocolate peanut butter cups and coconut bars. They sell a Halloween variety bag, which you can get online and at some stores. And there's also other accidentally vegan candy out there in stores too, so just make sure to check the ingredients for things like dairy, egg, gelatin, or other things like carmine or confectioner's glaze. There's a lot of big-name brands that are coming out with plant-based options these days, so those are really great options. If you're at a store and you can't find, you know, some of these other vegan brands, vegan-specific brands, there are a lot of major brands out there that are coming out with plant-based options. And, you know, what I tell people is if they're really not sure what to get for a vegan Halloween candy or treat, you can always go for things like chips, crackers, pretzels, popcorn. They can be found in small snack-sized bags that are perfect for Halloween. And you can, of course, always give out things like toys and pencils and things of that nature. So we're hoping that we'll have a good mix of all of those kind of things at the Vegan Trunk Retreat on Tuesday, October 29th for our vegan families and anyone else who wants to come and check out an alternative to the typical candy that you see out there.
Thank you very much, Manda and VegFest, hosting the Vegan Trunk Retreat. Thank you so much. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Now let's have a little musical interlude with Charity and the Jam Band.
Oh, if you care about animals and you love them and adore them and you want to be kind, don't eat them anymore. You can get all your protein and nutrients from plants and you feel so good. You want to sing and shout and dance. Animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals, it's kind, and we want to spread it. You can make plants into any kind of food, even milk, cheese, butter, eggs, and meat substitutes. So your favorite meals don't have to disappear, you just learn how to make them from a recipe, my dear. We love animals.
Team Jam Band, we love animals. Right after this song, we'll continue our conversation with Manda Rose, Executive Director of VegFest. We'll be hearing about the Vegan Thanks Living Potluck, happening November 9th in Boylston, Massachusetts, USA.
Don't wait. Does this resonate? Hey, let's celebrate.
We love animals, so we eat plants instead. We love animals from
inviting folks to join VegFest for our second annual Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck, which is Saturday, November 9th, 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Boylston, Massachusetts. You can find all the info at vegfest.org. So whip up your favorite plant-based dish. Welcome you to gather with like-minded community to celebrate and commemorate the holiday in the vegan way. So we're going to promote compassionate living, reflect on the truth behind the holidays traditions, and of course we'll be eating delicious cruelty-free food. Besides a plethora of potluck dishes, we'll also have some activities. We'll have music and a cash bar, as well as door prizes. It's located right in central Massachusetts in a newly remodeled rustic barn, so it has that kind of classic charm. We'll have some autumn decor, so it's just going to be a really nice festive fall atmosphere, and we'll have a delicious meal with our community members. So for this event, because it is a potluck, but tickets are required, and we like to let people know about that. Your ticket helps us offset the hosting costs for our beautiful venue so that we can book this wonderful venue and have, you know, tablecloths and decor and get everything set up and have free parking for everybody. So that's what the ticket is required to kind of help us offset that cost, as well as our work throughout the year. We are asking all food to be vegan, of course, so this is a plant-based potluck. Last year we had some amazing, amazing dishes, everything from, you know, green bean casserole to pumpkin pie. We had, I think, 5 or 6 vegan turkeys. We had a variety of salads. We had bread, home-cooked bread, mashed potatoes and gravy. It was amazing. It was such an amazing event. Like, we're just so excited to have this again. It seemed like there was really a need in the community for an event like this. Thanksgiving is a really tough one for some folks, being vegan, and myself, as being a tribal member of the Wampanoag tribe, you know, it's in a holiday that can be, you know, tough for folks, especially with family that might not celebrate in the same way. So we're excited to continue this tradition for our second year and really just have, you know, share an amazing meal with friends, you know, new friends and old friends. So don't hesitate to come out with friends or family, or come out by yourself. We're going to have some name tags so people can kind of get to know each other. We'll have some table activities. So yeah, it's going to be a wonderful event. Again, it's the Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck, Saturday, November 9th, 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Boylston. And again, tickets are required. You can get those at vegfest.org.
Thank you very much, Manda and VegFest. And I'm happy to see that you're having the 46 million turkeys project there. I have to say, when I go to their website, I love seeing all those beautiful drawings that many people and children have made.
Yeah, for sure. We're excited to invite them back. You know, I love that their kind of mission statement is sort of every turkey is a unique individual. And, you know, turkeys are sentient beings, just like our companion animals of dogs and cats. You know, they experience suffering, they experience pleasure, they have their own unique likes and dislikes. So what I really love about this project is that it really invites people to see each turkey as a unique individual, as we are, drawing a portrait of them at the Thanksgiving event will be a kind of a way to showcase that. And we really love the work that they're doing. It's, you know, it's really, really important. I think the idea is that Americans eat 46 million turkeys on a single Thanksgiving day. And that number is probably more. I think that was an estimate back in 2013. So that number fluctuates. And so it's just to create a remembrance of each one of those turkeys. And we love what they do.
Yes, and let me clarify that I mentioned the website, which they do have the drawings on the website, but it's an actual pen and crayons. What are the other utensils that are used for the drawings that are actually on paper?
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have, you know, crayons, pencils, pen, You're welcome to submit to their project at any time, so not just at the Thanks Living event, but any time you can submit and send things to them. So yeah, you can grab a crayon, grab a pen, whatever your favorite tool is to use for art, and participate in this art project and draw a turkey. And you can, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a stick figure turkey or if you are a, you know, famous artist in of yourself. Like, you can create it. It's all about just the turkeys, not about, you know, our skills as an artist.
Thanks, Manda. So let's have a quick recap of both of these events coming up that are sponsored by VegFest.
So, yeah, VegFest is hosting a vegan trunk retreat Tuesday, October 29th in Worcester, Mass. Again, it's an all-vegan, family-friendly alternative to traditional trick-or-treating. You're welcome to come out in costume and set up a trunk. Again, it's all vegan. We recommend that you register so that we can estimate attendance, but it is free to attend. So you're welcome to just come and trick-or-treat or set up a trunk that you can decorate. You can visit our website at vegfest.org. So you can go ahead and register for that and find out all the details. Definitely come out and enjoy the day. We'll also have our vegan Thanks Living event. That's going to be Saturday, November 9th from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Boylston. Where we'll invite you to enjoy a vegan potluck with like-minded community members. You can find all the info at vegfest.org and reach out to us if you have any questions.
Thank you, Manda, and congratulations on the second annual Vegan Thanks Living Potluck. I'm glad you're going to carry it on.
Thank you. Yeah. We weren't sure how it was going to go the first year, and we had such an amazing turnout and such positive feedback. Good vibes from everybody, and the food was just so delicious. People were having seconds, sharing recipes, and we're excited to continue this tradition.
Thank you, Manda, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara in Worcester, Massachusetts. It was a great pleasure to be joined by Manda Rose. Manda joined us via Skype in Central Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then after the break, we'll hear about other local events here in Central Massachusetts. We'll be hearing some great music from the newly released album by Vegan Queen V in England, UK. Now we're listening to the song from Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is Turkey Song. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Welcome back from the break. Next up is the song You Are from the album In Dog We Trust, by Vegan Queen V.
Breathe it out and breathe it in.
album, In Dog We Trust, released October 5th, 2024, by Vegan Queen V in England. Vegan Queen V a few weeks ago, and in that interview she told me that this song was inspired by hearing these words by vegan psychologist Claire Mann, based in Sydney, Australia. Adopting a Shelter Pet is a free workshop at the Shrewsbury Public Library, Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Celebrate National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week with local animal expert Stephen Lombardi, who is a vegan, of Stephen's Pet Care Services. Stephen brings his many years' experience caring for animals in local sanctuaries and shelters to provide the public with what needs to be known before adopting a shelter pet. Stephen started his business in October 2017 after years of volunteering at many farm and animal sanctuaries, including Sunny Meadow Farm Sanctuary, Riley Farm, Animal Rescue, House Rabbit Network, and Worcester Animal Rescue League. And he has worked with all animals, including dogs, cats, bunnies, hamsters, guinea pigs, birds, pigs, and many more. A second free workshop being offered by Stephen Lombardi is Basics of Pet Care. And that's also at the Shrewsbury Public Library, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, USA, Thursday, November 14th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Swim. In Dog We Trust. On October 22nd, 2024, 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, vegan psychologist Claire Mann is offering a free online workshop. It's a 50-minute Vistopia Resilience webinar. One can visit veganpsychologist.com for more information. And Vistopia is the term that Claire Mann coined, and it's the anguish of being vegan in a non-vegan world. Basically, it's about the frustration that it feels when There's so much violence and injustice and slavery going on, and the vegans attempt to share this information to help stop the violence and create a harmonious, beautiful, peaceful world. And the message is often mocked and ridiculed. This workshop is designed to help vegans communicate effectively, feel joy and bring joy. There's another vegan online event, October 26th, Saturday, October 26th, 2024, a free online event, Love and Thrive Through the Holidays. For more information, one can visit thevegancommunity.com. Tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with more Vegan Queen V. Magic Fingers. This is Marlene wishing you all a beautiful, peaceful, lovely day. Freedom Ring. Thanks to Vegan Queen V. Thanks to the other vegan musicians, Will Tuttle, and also Charity and the Jam Band, and for all who make this show possible.